All right. And welcome once again to our team call. I want to thank you so much for taking time to listen to this audio. I really hope that that I'll be able to share some information that will be beneficial for you and your personal business, because this is something that I'm super passionate about, is helping people to build a team, a network, a business on the side. So my name is Holly Heierman, and I have been with Beachbody for almost 6 years now, as of today. We're coming up on our six-year anniversary here, and it was hands down the most amazing decisions that I've made to date. It was a very important decision that I made, was to join Team Beachbody, and it literally took myself from being hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to completely debt-free, owning a house in our dream house, dream location, with a pool and the whole nine, having a family, and my husband and I don't have to work a job anymore. This is what we do. This is 100% what we do, is our network marketing business, and it's been a wonderful ride. So the information that I have for you tonight is a topic that I personally am very passionate about, because if you are like me, and maybe you're newer, or maybe you can relate this to a new coach, a new a network marketer that comes onto your team, that a lot of times we struggle with even getting started because we're so busy. And that is something that right off the bat I can truly identify with. When I already told you about the massive amounts of debt that I was in when I started with this company. But when I decided to build my business on the side, I was working full-time. I don't know if you know or not, but I used to work for Powder Blue Productions. So I was working about 45, 50 hours a week there. I was vice president of the company at least. On top of that, I taught fitness classes. I still do, but I taught about 10 to 12 fitness classes per week, as well as I was a fitness presenter too. So that took an additional, 5 to 10 hours a week whenever I was promoting an event as well. So I had all of these different hats, right? And I mentioned before, I had a lot of debt as well. So I was trying to slowly but surely climb my way out of that debt, utilizing those three avenues of income. So when I started with Team Beachbody, I literally had weekends and about a little bit of time during the days on the weekdays, because typically my schedule would go fitness class in the morning, go to work all day, fitness class in the evening, come home, eat dinner, shower, go to bed. Same thing all over the next day again. And, that was kind of the story of my life, working, 60, 70 hours a week, something like that. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to go for it and I'm going to start this business already with a super jam-packed schedule. So the topic of tonight's audio is how to build a business while you're working full-time. Or you can also title this call, if you don't work full-time, but you're just heckin' busy, because right now I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I feel like I'm so busy already, right? So everybody's busy. So if it relates better to you and your situation, you can title this call, How to Start a Business While You're Super Busy. So there's three critical steps, three basic things that I want to share with you this evening that will hopefully help you to get organized enough to see that you can build a six-figure income while still maintaining a very busy schedule. And the dream, the desire that I have for you is hopefully to ultimately bring you some peace, take away some of those hats that you're currently wearing, make your life a little bit easier so that you can have more fun time, more leisure time, do the things that you love to do. But in the meantime, it's go time. It's hustle time. So I'm going to teach you how to build a business while maintaining a very complex and super busy schedule. So here's step number one. Tip one is to, and please write this down. I really think that this is going to help you, these three steps. Number one is to create your work schedule. And I'm not talking about what you normally do in a typical day, you know, all of your home chores, all of your, you know, I'm not talking about scheduling what you already do. I'm talking about creating your work schedule solely focused on this business that you're starting, this side business. So this is your work schedule. And you know what? In the beginning, at least for me, I didn't have a solid 1 hour straight on the weekdays. I had to get really creative and find time slots, little pockets, nuggets of time throughout the day in order to do focus work and to get the stuff done. So here's where you start. So when I say create your schedule, this is where you start with. You literally map out each and every day of the week. So you take out a sheet of paper, you write out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way through. And immediately the first thing you're going to do is put in everything that you know is non-negotiable. So if you have a 9-to-5 job, then that's non-negotiable. But what I want you to ask yourself is, what about your pockets of time that you have, your free time throughout the day? Even if you have a full-time job, you have a lunch hour. So that is what the first thing you'll write out is every single pocket of time that you can find. Your lunch time, you'll write that out. Every time that you're in the car, I want you to write that out for at least 10 minutes. Every time that you have at least a 10-minute drive on your normal schedule, Monday through Sunday, I want you to write that out on your calendar as well. I want you to write down all the time that you spend just playing surfing on Facebook. I want you to write down the pockets of time that you choose to watch television. I love television. I'm not knocking it at all. But what I'm saying is I want you to write that down. What we're doing in this first step is we are identifying ways in which you can find time. Because you know what? Even when you're super, super busy, you can carve out a minimum of 30 minutes from your day in order to work on your business. And even if that is only drive time to begin with, I guarantee you, I'll be very surprised if you can't get at least 30 minutes out of the day. 30 minutes. More than likely, you can probably figure out how to find 2 hours ultimately by the time you add up your lunch time, your drive time, your television time. Even time that you're getting ready for work, that could be time that you spend perhaps listening to something motivational or educational. When you're exercising, the type of exercise that you like to do, that's also something, you know, say for instance, you go jogging or walking, treadmill, elliptical. I choose to do the elliptical at least once a week so that I can work at the same time that I'm getting my workout in. And that's like another hour of work that I can get in throughout the week. So choose your time wisely. Think, when can I find these little pockets of time that I can, put on a schedule and potentially turn that into something? So all you need is little 10-minute increments, okay? So that's part one. Now, it doesn't really help you just to have it on your schedule, right? It doesn't really help to say, okay, Monday from 12:30 until 1 p.m. every Monday, I am going to work on my Beachbody business. Now, if you sat down at that time and you didn't have anything planned in what to do, then you're probably going to blow the whole 30 minutes trying to figure out, well, what should I be focusing on? So this part two of step one is actually to create a massive brain dump, brainstorm on a piece of paper, right? So this goes in the same step of developing your schedule. Number one, you have to find the pockets of time. And I didn't mention this before as well. You can also figure out things that you're going to give up just for a small period of time until you really get your business rocking and rolling for the next year or two. What will you give up? Is that 1 hour of television a day? Is that 1 hour of guilty pleasure reading a day? Is that girls' night every Friday night? What is it? What are you going to be willing to give up? And you can find your pockets of time there as well. So that's a little aside. But now we're moving on. You're trying to determine, okay, I've got the time slots set aside now. What am I going to do in those times? And you must do this step before you actually get to work. You need to figure out what you're going to work on, okay? So this is where you create your massive brainstorm, your massive brain dump of everything that you know you need to be working on for your business. So in network marketing, that is, exposures. That means inviting people to look at your business opportunity, inviting them to, check out the products or programs that you have to offer. It means making relationships, scheduling in, writing down what social media avenues that you're going to figure out. I always recommend start with one, eventually build to two, two different social media avenues. Just a massive brainstorm of everything that you need, personal development, education that you need to get for yourself, getting down the basics, the tools, scheduling in your follow-ups, all those types of things, right? A massive brainstorm. Get it all on paper. Then you go through the list and you figure out, okay, what's the most important things that I must do this week? And again, you do this at the beginning of every week. At the beginning of every week. This is how you build out your week. So you go through and you figure out what must I get done this week? And you put ones next to those. Put twos next to the things that can be pushed that would be nice to get to, but not necessarily need to. And then put a number three next to the things that doesn't really have a timeline on it. And each and every week you can create a new brainstorm. Then when you sit down to work your schedule, you'll know exactly where to start. You'll know, here are my ones. And you'll know exactly where to start. Always, always, always work from your list that you created. Always. And be super laser focused at the task at hand. That means putting all electronics aside. That means shutting off your email, shutting off your phone, your text messages. Don't let anything interrupt that time, because I will tell you that when you only have a 10-minute time block to do something in, you need to be laser focused. You can't be distracted by Facebook. You can't open your emails, all right, and get sucked into that. You got to be laser focused. So that's step one, is to create your work schedule and know what you're going to work on. Step two. It's to set expectations for yourself and for others. Okay? So step two is to really, when you're starting off your home business, you really need to set the expectations for yourself. You might be thinking to yourself, well, what does that mean? I don't even know what to expect. Well, I'm going to tell you. But then also set the expectations for other people as well. Because you don't want to set yourself up to fail, and you don't want to set yourself up to be in a position where your family and friends are feeling ignored, all right? So first let's talk about setting yourself up for your own expectations. You first need to accept the fact that nothing in life worth having is easy, okay? There's no handouts in life. There's no freebies. Anything worth having is going to take hard work. And although network marketing and working a home business is very simple, when you strip it down, strip all the glamour and the glitz away, it's a very simple thing to do to build a home business. Very simple. Doesn't mean that it's easy, right? So it's going to take some work on your part. It's going to take focus. It's going to take concentration. So remind yourself of that every time that you sit down to do the work. Remind yourself that you're not always going to feel like doing it, right? Maybe you're brand new and you're all revved up, fired up. Well, there will come a day when you don't feel like doing it. I'm going to give you a tip in step three about how to overcome that, but you need to remind yourself that it's not always going to be, things aren't always fun and exciting. I'm sure, you know, just like relationships, they're not always fun and exciting. They take work. The relationships in your life that are worth having and worth hanging on to, they take work to keep at a certain level. The other thing I want you to remind yourself of and expect is that the first year of growth will be the slowest growth that you will see in your business. That first year is slower because you are building a network of people. You're also learning your own lingo. You're learning perhaps a social media platform. You're learning how to talk to people. You're learning how to build relationships. You have this huge learning curve in that first year. Not only that, but as you're bringing people on board, then they are also slowly learning as well. That first year, you're going to probably experience the slowest amount of growth that you will in your entire business. That is, unless you decide to take a hiatus and stop working it. The beautiful thing is, after that first year, you typically have a few leaders set in place. You have a few rock star people on your team. You have some go-getters. You've figured a few things out. You're probably done with begging people to join your team. You're probably not really scaring people off because you're coming off as desperate. You're probably not doing that anymore because you've been in a little while. But not only that, but the people on your team are also starting to build their own teams as well. So after that first year of growth, typically what you'll see is that the business will start to get wings and it'll start to grow exponentially. And pretty soon you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many people in my organization. I don't even know, you know, half of them or even two thirds of them anymore because my team is so great about bringing other individuals on. So this first year is going to be the slowest. And I just want you to expect that because things don't happen right away. And even if they do happen right away, in some instances, it not necessarily will be like that with your entire team growth, with your entire downline growth. So, you know, we got to learn a lot of things. Leadership, we need to train and teach people. First, we learn it ourselves, then we do it, and then we teach other people how to do it. And it goes on and on and on like that. So just expect that. Expect that the first year is going to be slow growth. But after that, if you keep at it and you keep the momentum going and you keep in touch with the people on your team, then you will start to see that it will snowball and it'll get wings and start to move what we call, quote unquote, away from you. Meaning that if you don't show up to work one day, you're still going to get a paycheck. That passive income, that mailbox money, if you like to call it that, or, you know, you go to sleep, you wake up the next day, and you're like, wow, look at all that money I made when I was sleeping. That's why we love network marketing so much and home businesses. The other thing to expect from yourself is that you need to lead from the front, meaning that everything that you do in your business needs to be duplicable. It needs to be able to duplicate to other people on your team. So before you do anything, always ask yourself, can Joe Schmo that I barely even know that lives 500 miles away, can they do the same exact thing not knowing all the things that I know? And if the answer is no, then you don't want to go there. I will tell you that much. Everything you do needs to be duplicable. You need to lead from the front. And I'm going to say this next point with sincerity, and please hear me when I say that nothing you are not willing to do will your team do. So let me say that in a different way. If you're not willing to read personal development and books, then no one on your team will do that. If you're not willing to be on the team calls, then probably your team won't do that either. So you need to always be lead from the front and remember that if you're not willing to do something, then you can't expect anybody else to do it because we're leaders, first and foremost. All right, let's talk about expectations of others. Setting the expectation of other people around you. What's great about this is, what I didn't really think about when I first came on board is that I really needed to tell people, look, I might seem a little checked out over the next year, but this is my goal. This is my dream. And this is what I'm going for. So I just ask for your support and your help and just your understanding. And you know what? I didn't really do that at first. I just figured that people should read my mind and they should know that I'm trying to do something really important. They should understand why I can't go out. And you know what? Over the course of that, you know, 2 years while we built a six-figure business, it was a painful process. And I stopped getting invited to parties and things like that. And you know what? It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I wish I would have done it a little bit differently. Because the one person I did have the conversation with is my now husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. I just let him know, you know what? Every night, this is what I need. I need to be on this call. I need to be working my business as soon as I get home. And I really plugged in with Tim specifically, which I think was one of the best things that I could have done. Plugged in with him and let him know, look, this is what I need. I need this amount of time in order to build the business. And please understand that on the weekends, I'm going to be working on the business for 6 hours on Saturday and at least 6 hours on Sunday. And please understand that we're going to have this amount of time only to connect and communicate each and every day. And you know what? I wish I could have done it a little bit differently, but it's a short period of time. When you think in the long scheme or the long term of things, it is a short period of time that you really have to sacrifice that. So maybe, you know, let your buddies know that you can't necessarily hang out every single week, but you know what? You'll come once a month and let them know why you're doing this. You're doing this so that you can take the time to build a better future for yourself and your family and to get ahead. And the important thing here to know also is that remind yourself and remind other people that it's not permanent. It's just until you can get things off the ground, until you can work your way out of doing some of those busy tasks. Okay, so it's not permanent. It's just for a time. It's just for a time. An example of some things I gave up singing. I love to sing, love it. But I gave that up for a couple of years. I gave up, just a lot of different things that really fueled me and filled me up. But now I have all the free time in the world to do those things. So it was just a time that you need to give those things up for. And not everything, of course. But, you know, asking for the support of other people will really, really help you because they'll know what you're doing and they'll be understanding and they're not going to judge you. Okay, step three. Step three is to know that your beliefs will guide you. Your beliefs will guide you. This is something that I, you know, had to learn early on, is that if you want more out of your life, out of your current situation, if you want to build a business, if you want to do something that you've never done before, then you have to first become more in your mind, in your beliefs, in your thoughts. That's where it all starts, you guys. And what I'm talking about here is in personal development. It's reading and it's listening to motivation. It's learning everything that you possibly can. But first and foremost, it comes with molding your beliefs to believe in yourself greater than you currently do. And each and every day, especially in the beginning, you need this. You need to constantly, it's almost like brainwashing yourself, you know, brainwashing yourself into believing that, you know, you can earn a six-figure income, brainwashing yourself into believing that you can have $1 million business that you only work at 10 hours a week. And all these things are very, very possible, but you have to first believe. And none of the other things that I talked about on this call will stack up to anything if you are constantly having that negative talk in your head. Now, I'm not saying that the negative talk can't be there ever, because I still have negative voices. I still have to face myself in the mirror and sometimes give myself a pep talk before a prospect call. You know, maybe I'm having a call with somebody who's looking at the business. Sometimes I have to give myself a pep talk. And I have to constantly be in personal development and constantly try to develop and grow myself bigger. But nothing is going to get you off the ground if you don't have some beliefs in yourself. And one of the things that's going to keep you going, and I said this in point one, that I'm going to give you a tip to help you stay motivated and pushing through on the days where you don't want to do it. Because there's going to be days like that, you guys. You're not going to feel like doing any work. You're just going to want to blow it off, go to the beach. You're not going to feel like reading. You're not going to feel like doing X, Y, Z. But this is what you need to do. You need to develop something that you can focus on that is utterly painful if you don't reach it. For me, that was the hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. I knew that I wouldn't be able to stop working 60 plus hours a week for the minimum of the next 15 years if I didn't do something. So that was what drove me. That was what was so utterly painful in my gut, was that I'm going to be overworked for the next 15 years. And I'm not going to have weekends, and I'm not going to have any free time. And how am I ever going to start a family? How am I ever going to afford to have a wedding or own a house? All these things were so gut-wrenching inside my belly that it was really painful. And those are the things that I knew was going to keep me going no matter what. You need to develop something that is so intense within your gut that it's going to keep you going. Here's how to look at it. And most people, they get a business like this because they like people. They want to help people. And I'm going to tell you this right here, right now. I don't think that's what's going to keep you going. Unless those people are people that you're in love with, or people that you are very, very close with, your child, your mom, your dad, your best friend. Unless they're super close with you so that it's an extreme emotional attachment, I don't think that it's going to be that powerful for you. So I encourage you and I challenge you to develop a why that is so incredibly gut-wrenching that it is painful for you not to reach. And here's a good example of that. I want you to think of your future as sitting inside of a burning house. Think of your future, your dreams, everything that you want and desire out of life is sitting inside of a burning house. Now, you could just say, that's okay. That fire is not burning too heavy. You know, maybe I'll start to throw some water on it. Maybe I'll start to, you know, put it out a little bit, or maybe I'll come back tomorrow. But I need you to think of your future as if it's not your dreams inside of that house, but it's a loved one inside of that house. It's your child inside of that house. How quickly and how much are you going to fight to put out that fire? And that's the type of fire that you need to have in your gut and in your belly. Something that is so gut-wrenching, you're like, I have to defeat this. I have to put out that fire. I have to get in there and save my child. And that might seem a little bit extreme to you guys, but it works. To me, that's what worked for me. It worked to think about, if I don't do this right now, if I don't put out this fire, so the task at hand, if I don't do this right now, then ultimately I'm letting my dreams go up in smoke. Ultimately, I'm letting my future go up in smoke. Every minute that passes, I could potentially be doing something to get myself out of this devastating position. But if I let those minutes pass and I decide to try to put it off till tomorrow, then my dream's just going up in smoke. And that's how I want you guys to think about this. So, we'll wrap things up for you. So I just want to do a quick recap for you. And, you know, talking about how to start a business on the side while you're already super busy. You already have too much to do. So step one was to create your work schedule. And, you know, within that was not only finding those pockets of time, 10 to 60 minutes throughout each and every day that you can solely devote to working on your business, but also knowing or developing a system to know what to do during those time slots. Step number two is to set expectations for yourself and others where you allow yourself to fail. You allow yourself to this learning curve, right? Slow and steady. That's the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. But then also setting the expectations for others and letting them know, look, this is what I'm going for, and I really need your support and encouragement. And please understand that I'm not going to be as readily available, but we can set up times, you know, days and times. I want to make sure I'm available for you, but I need to be working on this as well. And then step number three is your beliefs will guide you. And what that means is you have to start working on your beliefs now and grow them each and every day. Grow your beliefs. You've got to believe in yourself. And one of the best ways you can do that is through personal development and also through taking action. I don't think there's one thing that builds confidence better and faster on this planet than you actually accomplishing something. So you can't accomplish anything if you don't start, right? So those are my three tips for you. I really hope that you found this audio to be helpful for you. I would hope that you would share it with the people on your team, especially if you're new. I mean, I hope that this spoke to you. Hope you took some really great notes. And I just want to thank you once again. And my name is Holly Heyerman. I've been with Beachbody as of today for almost 6 years now and just absolutely loving it. We have been able to build, like I said, six-figure income within just a couple of years' time by identifying and putting these principles into place. So I'm hoping the learning curve that I had to take, and I had to learn all these things over the last couple of years, I'm really hoping that that you don't make the same mistakes as I do, and just follow these three very, very basic tips to get yourself started, and you will have tremendous success from the get-go. So that's all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for chiming in, and I will talk to you later. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email. My email is holly.heyerman@gmail.com. I will spell that for you. That's holly.heyerman@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and have a good one.